In case you are new to C, I think we ought to take just a moment and talk about it. C has been around for almost 30 years now. Of course, it's very widely used, an extremely popular language. It was conceived as a systems programming language. It has been used to build operating systems and to build other systems where low-level access to system services is important. For that reason, it's quite efficient. It's also a very compact language. A C compiler is not a very large application in and of itself. As a matter of fact, my first C compiler was on a Commodore 64. I realize a lot of you may not know what that is. It's a very small computer, which had 64K RAM. But, of course, C runs on all platforms, pretty much. It runs on mainframes and everything down to small microcomputers. Extremely portable, extremely efficient. But it is not just a systems programming language. There are those who have called it a glorified assembler, but that's partially true, but not a complete characterization of the language. It's also very good for high-level programming. It's been used for business applications to write spreadsheets and database management systems and vertical software in many corporations. It's pretty much the most flexible of all programming languages. C++ is a superset of C, and so what we're covering here, what I'm covering in this training course, is the C subset of C++, which is also important if you're moving on to Java. Java draws very heavily on C++. The syntax is almost identical. Well, not just the syntax, as a matter of fact. I mean, the keywords and many of the concepts, they're pretty much the same. And so by having this background, you're really ready for either of those languages. Bottom line, learning some C is a good thing.